cracking down on illegal guns. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden announcing new federal rules on privately made firearms.
Federal regulators have spent months writing new rules over gun kit components that can be assembled at home without serial numbers.
When they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. Harder to find and prove who used them. I mean, you can't connect the gun to the shooter.
President Biden says the new regulations will save lives by requiring gun components to be licensed and include serial numbers, and manufacturers run background checks. The rule is not expected to take effect for a few months and is likely to face legal challenges from gun rights groups who say the rule violates the Constitution and federal law. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in his nightly video address is warning Russia could use chemical weapons, and Ukraine takes that threat seriously as Russian troops regroup.
New satellite images show an 8-mile-long convoy of hundreds of armored vehicles and tanks heading south towards the Donbass as Russian forces shift gears. And Russia has tapped a new military commander, Alexander Dvornikov, who previously led Russian troops against Syrian rebels during the war there. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging NATO to take stronger action and deliver more weapons to bolster the country's military capabilities.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. Philadelphia has become the first major U.S. city to bring back its indoor mask mandate after COVID cases increased by more than 50% in 10 days. The city's top health official says she wants to put the brakes on a potential new wave driven by the Omicron subvariant. On Wall Street, stocks extended their losing streak from last week. The Dow lost 413. The NASDAQ off 299. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
American companies given money to produce personal protective gear for the pandemic say they've stopped producing it due to a lack of customers and overseas competition.
The Associated Press is reporting that more than $120 million in grants went out to different American companies in hopes of getting pandemic PPE made. It went to over 300 businesses in 10 states. But the AP's found, after interviewing some of those business leaders, that some have shut down, given back that grant money, or sold off the production equipment they'd purchased. One company in St. Louis, Halcyon Shade, said they never sold a single mask. They struggled to get equipment and regulatory approval. The vice president of Green Resources in Missouri said everyone kept saying American made, and yet they only sold a few thousand masks. The price competition from overseas was too fierce. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner has reached an agreement with the Missouri Office of Disciplinary Counsel, where she acknowledges mistakes in her handling of the prosecution of former Governor Eric Greitens, but won't face any severe penalties. A teenage Olympian has retired.
Olympic figure skater Alyssa Liu taking to Instagram to announce her retirement at 16 years old. The teen sharing photos and videos of herself skating, posting, "I feel so satisfied with how my skating career has gone. Now that I'm finally done with my goals in skating, I'm going to be moving on with my life." She goes on to say she plans to spend time with friends and family. Liu, becoming the youngest national champion in U.S. history at 13 years old, making her Olympic debut back in February, finishing seventh. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, Sonic the Hedgehog was number one, taking in $71 million. Moribus was second, followed by The Lost City, Ambulance, and The Batman. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.